September is when people who are helping out in the substance dependence space, they note as Recovery Month. It's to honor and support people who have been dealing with substance dependence issues. It's not just about raising awareness on substance dependence, but also giving back and showing communities that substance dependent people, or addicts, as we largely know them, that's the loose term, are also part of communities. They're our families. They're our friends. They're the people that we know and that we love. Well, Freeway Ministries is a non-profit company that supports people battling with substance dependence and even tries to get them back into community spaces, back into work. Gregory Craig is the founder and director at Freeway Ministries. Gregory, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good morning, Liston. Good to have you on. Great to for you to have us on your show, man.
It's not just about raising awareness around substance dependence, but also giving back to communities. You're embarking on a recovery cleanup this weekend, showing people that people who are substance dependent, people who have been, you know, tarred with brushes in communities, that they can give back, that they can contribute to societies.
That's good. That's correct. Yes. On Saturday we will be doing a march at the Maynardville and we're going to have loads of people doing that march. And then on the 23rd we'll be doing the cleanup in Symphony Avenue. Now, which was strange for me is when we went to go visit the site, we had three sites that we could do, and then we chose one of the sites, and that site is in Steenberg, Symphony Avenue, and so we're excited to be able to clean up there, not only clean up, but really spruce the place up. Loads of times, the city of Cape Town has come to clean up, but we found that just reoccurring people are dumping, and what we want to do is make the community aware that this is their community, it's their space. When we visited the site, there was young kids playing in the park, and as they were playing in the park, they asked us, are you coming to fetch white sand? Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, where does this come from? You know, they're so used to people breaking down every day and just dumping. Mm. And here we are, we're coming to give back. So what we've done is we've gotten a donation from Gardens Nursery, and we're going to be planting as well and really investing in the community, you know, showing them when you are planting a seed, you'll reap the benefits of it.
Gregory, what is this telling the community about the people who are substance dependent aren't hopeless, that they are members of our societies, and that, yes, a lot of harm is done, but also that these people aren't also just victims, that they're also victors, that they can also show that they can contribute to societies.
There's a term that they use, we do recover. And on that day, we're going to be wearing branded T-shirts that says, this is what recovery looks like. Mm. So we're also showing our guys what it is to give back. You know, a lot of times when people look at addicts or people that are struggling with addiction, people look at it and you know, they see hopeless and helpless. Mm. But today we're going to be giving them a different story. Mm. So this is what we can do. This is how we do recovery, and this is what recovery looks like.
How are you assisting people with substance dependent issues? How are you also assisting their families? Because it just doesn't affect the individual. It does have the potential to affect the greater families. And if we look at, for example, Symphony Avenue, Steenberg is not far from Lavendale. And if we look at the Puckies story, the Ellen Puckies story, who was driven to, you know, doing the unthinkable, you know, killing her son because of the misery that substance abuse not only brought her son, but also brought her family. It's the spaces, the areas not too far away. What do we tell our families as well?
Well, we run a recovery home, and they're not only a recovery home, but we create awareness. So we have loads of drug awareness campaigns going on. We also do outreaches in schools. On the day, we're going to be doing some feeding as well. And then also create awareness with regards to addiction and carrying that message that, you know, we do recover, that you don't need to be hopeless. You know, there is hope. Yeah.
Okay. But Gregory, all the best. On the 23rd of September, they'll be gathering in the park in Symphony Avenue in Steenberg, undergoing their annual recovery cleanup. All the best to you and your team. I wish you all the best of luck.